At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
What's up, Elite Army? This is your kinda well, kinda toxic host, Sarah Rittendale, bringing you another episode of Well-ish. This topic is so important to me because for so long, it was something I fucking longed for, to the point that even when I had this podcast, I literally made a shirt that had validate me on it. And I still fucking love that shirt because I even try to spin it in my head to like validate me. Fuck you. I validate myself. I don't know. It doesn't really make sense, but whatever. Like, it is so crucial to me figuring out how to love myself. And it was something that was so important to me. And it was something that I just really never, ever, ever, ever thought that it would be possible to truly feel validated without an external result of some sort. Like doing enough things to make somebody like me, or reaching a certain number on the scale, or having enough followers, or having a better wardrobe, or having more friends, or whatever. Like, I thought I had to reach an external result in order to actually feel validation. And that is not true. And I've figured out how to validate myself in such a deep, true, genuine, authentic way that makes me feel good and satisfied. And I have to share it to you guys because there is literally no book, podcast, video I ever listened to ever gave me the advice that I needed that was like, oh, that's it. Switch in my head. I'm able to validate myself now. It was strictly me fucking figuring this shit out and teaching myself what worked best for me. So this episode is not going to be, this is how to validate yourself. It's going to be, this is how I learned how to validate myself and what could trigger you to find what in you helps you validate yourself. So let's get into that. For me, being able to validate myself happened naturally when I made the decision to release this like intense fucking grip that I had on trying to control every outcome and every external circumstance in my life. And when I accepted that and then gave myself permission to not be perfect. They work in unison. I had to accept that I wasn't going to be able to control absolutely everything in my life. And through that, know that that is me giving myself permission to not be perfect, because not everything in my life is going to align exactly as I wish it would or exactly as I picture it in my head. It's just not how it works. And when you can accept that and let that go and then give yourself permission to not be perfect and give yourself that permission that perfection doesn't mean that you're good enough or worthy, it's the biggest step that you could take towards being able to validate yourself. And at first, when you begin to have the ability to validate yourself, it happens, at least this is how it happened for me, is it was just a little bit. I was able to be able to validate myself and be like, huh, okay, like this is what this kind of looks like, I think. And then as soon as I fucking got it, it was all at once, like home free. I was able to validate myself in all situations, anytime, all the time. Now, take that with a grain of salt. I still struggle with it. I still like need to remind myself to validate myself. I literally did it as I was setting this up to record. I was pulling up my Instagram because I had just posted for the episode that was just published, and then feeling upset about it and just being like, wait a second, fucking Christ, I'm literally sitting down to be able to validate myself. I don't need the instant gratification of likes and follows in order to know that my content is worth it and that it's good and that my message is good and that I'm helping at least one person, even if that one person is myself. But see, that is me validating myself. So my point is, I have the skill now to be able to do it, but it doesn't always come naturally. A lot of the time it does in my everyday life, but I do still have to put an effort in when it is something that's really trying on me. But anyways, I just wanted to give you a little glimpse of, you know, well-ish. It's not perfect. I think first being able to clock what it is you struggle with the most when it comes to needing validation and practicing validating yourself in that, because the other things in life tend to show up a little bit easier. Not easy, but once you learn that one big thing, it's like, okay, I was able to accomplish this. I can do other things. Again, that's what I think works for me. There's other ways to go about it, like doing a little bit all together or learning as you go. You know, there's other ways to go about it. But I think for me, like being able to really heal and focus on one area and not worry about all of the other areas, because it's too much to do everything all at once. Like focusing on one thing at a time, saying, okay, I really struggle with the opinions of other people. That was mine personally. That was like my biggest thing. And it trickled down to like all my other things, like perfectionism and people pleasing and judgment and me not liking myself. Like all of it really stemmed from me not feeling good enough. All of those things really stemmed from me not wanting the opinions of other people, me being afraid of the opinions of other people. So when I was able to focus solely on that, saying, okay, I don't like the opinions of other people, how can I begin to heal that? How can I validate myself when it comes to those opinions? And the conclusion that I was able to come to was knowing what was true for myself. If I knew what was true and what was not true about me, it didn't matter to me then what another person's opinion was, because their opinion alone doesn't change my truth. Their opinion alone doesn't change who I know I am. And when I would try over and over and over and over and over again to change those people's opinion and it didn't make a difference, I knew in my heart of hearts that I had done everything that I could to be kind and to show up for people and to be my best self and to act in alignment with my true self, and they still didn't accept me, I knew that what was true about me, I knew that the opinions that they had of me were not true, and I knew that I was a good person, and that was good enough for me. I'm going to dive a little bit more into that later on, but that was my first big step to being able to validate myself, is figuring out what my hardest scenario is, and then healing that. So the next thing that I think was really helpful was learning how to even just entertain the idea of what it would feel like once I was able to validate myself, or what it would feel like to be able to validate myself. Now, when I first did that, I had absolutely zero clue of what that could possibly look like. So I had to make it up in my head. I had to imagine what that would feel like, what that would be like, what that would look like. And I never took the time to do that for myself. I just always was so quick to write it the fuck off that it wasn't possible and it's not going to happen until I reach that external result. So I was like, I never even considered it. But when I took the second to consider what that would be like, I was able to recognize what that feeling was, what that feeling felt like. First of all, knowing that it felt good and that I would love to have that shit all the time, but also the ability to know that it's possible to feel that way because I just did it, even just through my imagination, I was able to make myself feel that way. So it gave me something to long for. I was able to create that longing of a need that I have inside of me by just introducing this idea of a possibility instead of always just saying it was not possible. And the thing with this too is it could only last a fucking brief moment of your imagination of what it could be like. And normally when you're first starting something out, it does. Kind of like, okay, follow me. If because the elite are obviously Twilight fans, because that's the only thing that is allowed to exist here is pure undevoted Twilight fandom, is in Breaking Dawn, when part two, when Bella becomes the vampire and they are like, oh yeah, she's a shield and she's got this like protective layer that helps her protect herself against the other vampire's powers. But then she learns that she can start to like extend it off of herself. and gets better and better at doing that, that's kind of like what this is. Like, it's this imaginative feeling that you can think like, oh, okay, like it's starting, like this is what this would look like. This is how this would feel. But then it snaps back and you're like, oh shit. Like, okay, it's gone. My body image issues are fucking back again. Don't worry. I'm still insecure. But you can think for a moment what that would be like. I did it like 2 weekends ago. I was at Disney World. I think I just told you guys that the other day. And maybe it was yesterday. And I was feeling insecure in what I was wearing. I was wearing something more form-fitting. And I was just, I don't know, I wasn't completely comfortable in what I looked like. I felt like my stomach was protruding a lot. I felt like I looked kind of like a stuffed sausage. So I was like beating myself up. And we were taking pictures. And I was just feeling so uncomfortable. So I was able to say to myself, God, what would it be like to just actually like not fucking care? Like, what would it be like to just like actually love what I look like? What would it be like to not have these expectations and standards for myself? And for just a brief moment, I was able to feel, it's like this instant wash of relaxation came over me that I was just, I felt what it was like to just fucking let it go and think about and imagine what it would be like to just never think about that, live in a world that just didn't exist for me, that I just walked around and was okay with what I looked like all the time. Now, I don't expect that to be a thing. You know, I don't expect that to ever happen, that I will be 100% unbothered by the way that I look for the rest of my life, because I am a member of our society, as are all of you who are constantly exposed to these standards. But the knowing that the ability to do that is out there was really helpful for me, even if it only lasted just a moment. And it helped me recognize what it would be like to validate myself and feeling that I am okay as I am. It's not necessary for me to be so mean to myself. And then because I created that feeling, again, I was able to understand that that feeling is possible, create that longing for this need that I need to feel okay in my own skin and have something to work towards, because I know what that would feel like, instead of just fucking shutting it down and gaslighting myself that it'll never be that way until I reach this certain goal. The next really important thing that I needed in order to validate myself, and let me tell you, I'm telling you this in the order of events that happened for me. So, I mean, you could try it in that order of events. Maybe you are going to do things in a different order, but this is how it came about for me. They were realizations that were happening over time. Like, these things are going to happen over the course of your life. These realizations are going to come over time, but it's when you're constantly putting this effort in. And that is my next point, is being able to constantly remember to apply it to your everyday life. This is a mistake that I did in all self-improvement for a really long time. I would learn about what was best for me. I would learn about what the right thing to do was. I would learn about the things that would make me feel better, and I would resonate with them, and I would enjoy them, and I would think about them when things would go wrong in my life and know that this is a way that I should be acting or I should be showing up. But I was never actually to, like, in the nitty-gritty, apply the teachings to my life. I just thought about them to make me feel better. I didn't like use them to my advantage in these situations. So remembering to validate yourself in moments that you start to feel badly is huge. And it sounds so simple and common sense, like, oh, of course I would do that, but you don't. You don't do that. You think that something bad is happening and you start to pick yourself apart and think, oh, well, these are all the examples of how that bad thing could be true, when you can't be doing that. You have to actually remember in these moments to validate yourself, to actually say things to yourself that you have tried to tell yourself that now you know make you feel better. The ability to validate yourself will not be this state of knowing that instantly washes over you. It has to be actual action in your everyday life. It's not you surface level remembering what you have to do in these moments. It's actually setting the intention to create new habits of applying your new skills. It is practicing, 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 practicing in every moment that an opportunity presents itself, to know what that would look like. it is going to be dependent on you and what makes you feel better and what your issue is in that moment or internally in your entire life. Again, that's why you have to really figure out that big one, and then you can focus on the next one and the next one, but focusing one at a time really helps, because what it looks like, what validating yourself looks like, and what is actually truly authentically going to make you feel better is really dependent on you. So you have to trial and error things until you find something that fucking clicks in your head. But I'm going to tell you, for me, what really helps me, and you can try them out and see if they work for you. And if they do, great. And if they don't, readjust them to fit into your life or come up with new ones entirely. Validating yourself looks like reminding yourself who you are and constantly asking yourself if you are behaving in alignment with your true self. And when the answer is yes, feeling satisfaction and knowing that there's nothing else that you can do because you've showed up as your true self. And if people cannot accept you, then that is their problem and you can let that go. But you don't feel that need for fucking fixing what you do, because in your conscious mind, you know not to form and shape who you are for the benefit of other people. Once you've actually consciously asked yourself those questions of, am I doing everything that my true self would do? And when the answer is yes, you feel instantly, okay, then I can't do anything else. I mean, there's nothing else that I can do. And if the answer is no, then you better shape to what your true self is, and you'll have an answer instantly. But that's not shaping yourself into who you think other people want you to be. It's what you would genuinely be doing by yourself at this moment in time with the level of skill and knowledge and personality and whatever you have right in this moment. Sure, you can grow and improve and try to work on your communication skills or anything else, but right now, are you behaving in alignment with your true self? If the answer is yes, then there is nothing else that you can do in this moment to make somebody else have a different fucking opinion of you. Another example of what validation looks like is, oh, this person doesn't understand me. Clearly, they do not understand what I'm saying, what point I'm trying to get across. But I know what the truth is for myself. And I also know that I single-handedly will not be able to rewrite this person's perception based on everything that they have experienced in their life. And I also know that without that person's understanding, I will be okay. I will be able to live with my life. I will be able to live with what I have going on because I know it to be true. I know it to be right for me. I know that this is an okay thing or a not okay thing for me to be doing. Validating yourself looks like reminding yourself that we're all just on a big fucking floating rock, and it's whatever I choose to do with my life and whatever I think is right for myself, and that I know that I have my best interest at heart, and that is going to be okay with me because I know at the end of the day, it's just life and it's not that serious. At the end of the day, the ability to validate yourself really, really, really relies on building the self-love core skill of self-trust. You have to trust that you know what is best for you and provide yourself with reasons that align with that and stop creating scenarios in your head that go against it. And you have to remember to do that. You have to remember to start to incorporate these ideas of why you are living in your truth and why you know that you're enough and why you know that things are okay and why you know that their opinion of you doesn't matter and why them understanding you doesn't matter and whatever it is that you need to validate yourself on, why it's your opinion that matters more than opinions of other people when it comes to you knowing who you are and you feeling like you are doing the right thing and you know that you are good enough. One thing too I have to tell you guys is that if you are trying right away to come up with this extreme opposite when you're trying to validate yourself and tell yourself things that could be true, it's possible that you're not going to believe the extreme opposite. If I think that people are talking shit about me, it's possible that me saying, oh no, they're not, that's not true, when like I know, like I'm not fucking crazy. I know that they are, something's weird. I might not know the extent of it, but so I can't believe it. I can't lie to myself because that doesn't build self-trust at all, but I can come up with reasons that make me feel satiated, that I can believe. And instead of you giving yourself something to believe as an external, think of something more internal. You think people are talking about you behind your back? I know that just because they have a certain perception of me in their head, it doesn't mean that it's true. And I know that the people that know me and the people that love me don't think that way about me and don't treat me that way. Telling yourself something that is enough for you to authentically feel like you aren't a piece of shit. Something that authentically makes you feel good. When you can trust yourself, you can love yourself. And when you can love yourself, being able to validate yourself follows right fucking behind. Thanks for tuning in to day 7 of the 28 Days of Self-Love. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you can come back for tomorrow's day 8 talk, especially if today really resonated with you, because tomorrow we're going to be talking specifically about self-love and the opinions of other people. Thank you again for listening. Make sure your day kicks ass, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.